Hey everyone, welcome. It's another census-shattering edition of We Watch Stuff. It's Jeremy and Shahid, like the normal. I think this is number 28. I literally just looked up the number and forgot already. So, whatever that is. So how's it going, man?
It is going just fine. I'm ready to get the show on the road.
Yeah, because we got some fun stuff to talk about. And one thing, I guess I should have brought this up before we started, but I hope this isn't getting to be like dead horse material, but it's worth talking about because it's as sad as it's going to be, it's funny at the same time. So
I mean, it's what we talk about. We can't ignore it because it's kind of like, oh, well, they're being jackasses. Do we really have to talk about it? I mean, if it's part of a story, then
yeah,
why the hell not? It's entertaining.
Yeah. All right. So let's just jump into it because we start talking about it before we hit record. For those who didn't see, that the rumor going out is that the Black Panther movie. All right. There's two ways. There's two things on this. One, it started off as they found a director for the Black Panther movie. Then, if you read anything, it's this person has been in negotiation with Marvel about an upcoming movie. Because Captain Marvel is also coming out in Phase 3. So, being a woman, they could tap her to be the Captain Marvel director. Being a black woman, they can tap her to be the Black Panther movie. And regardless, no one's going to be happy. Well, I'm sorry. A 50-50 split is going to be unhappy that Ava DuVernay? Is that her name?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Not bad. Is the person set to in negotiations with Marvel to direct a Phase 3 movie? For those who don't know who she is, I'm getting this directly off of IGN's site, so if it's wrong, it's their fault. She was the director behind Selma, the Martin Luther King March movie that came out, January of this year? I know it came out a few theaters in December, but pretty much in January. Then she also directed two what they call independent features, I Will Follow and Middle of Nowhere, and one actually got her a Sundance Film Festival Best Director Award in 2012. So, seems harmless enough, because if you're a rational person, a reasonable person, I don't know what else, like, what other kind of person wouldn't have a problem with this other than a person not in the know? They just go, hey, a Black Panther movie's out. We'll go see it. They don't care about director. Unfortunately, that's not how comic nerds are. And Shahid sends me a link last night as I'm going to bed, and I just said I'm not going to read it because I have to get to sleep. As it turns out, people don't give a shit about her art, if you want to put it that way. All they care about is that she's a black chick.
Is that part of, you know, another day of they took our jobs? Is that what this is under? So that's this part of the show, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, I clicked on this and I was reading. And it was like, oh, simple thing. It makes sense because, you know, you can kill two birds with one stone. People can complain about Marvel just having, you know, white male directors. You know, Black Panther has a kind of complicated backstory.
Mm-hmm.
Why not get a high profile director? Like, people remember Selma. She's black. She's a woman, and she's qualified. And she doesn't have to necessarily be an action director. Because, like, how many action movies did Kenneth Branagh direct before he did Thor? I don't think Hamlet counts. So.
Well, didn't he do? He did. I know I'm going killing the joke there, but he did do what, Rainmaker or one of those John Grisham books. Those aren't exactly action movies.
Mm-hmm.
He did do one of those, but yeah, exactly.
So I read the comments and I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be fun." And then I read one saying, "Oh, they chopped off all the. Oh, she's a woman. She's black. She even has cornrows." And I'm like, I have to send this to Jeremy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I went and saw the Pixies last night, so my hearing wasn't very good. I saw a concert ringing going on, and I'm like, I'm trying to get to bed. I watch Flash, this pops up, and I'm like, okay, Black Panther director, cool, this can wait till the morning. And I'm very happy I did. Now, the article itself, I guess we should clarify this. We're talking about the comments of people, not the actual article, because being, you know, I guess IGN is considered entertainment video game journalism. They didn't editorialize. They just said fact, 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 as they know it. So I guess they're hearsay. I'm trying to find some of the really good ones, but there's been so much activity on this. I meant to do this before, but I started reading about the backstory of Black Panther, which we can get to in a second. Oh, wait a minute. I think I just found a good one. Okay. Let's see. Okay. This is by someone foreign. Miyamoto's Paladin. Maybe that's not a real name. I don't know, because Paladin's a bird, as far as I remember. He's answering to somebody else. As I stated earlier, if it was about getting some black to fill the seat... Oh, no, I'm sorry. If about getting someone black... That's pretty much different. Someone black to fill the seat. They could have done a lot worse. And then we know Spike Lee would try to kill off Cap. I kid.
Oh, yeah, I saw that username too on the comment or somewhere else. I'm reading now, you know, who's a black director that's hot and popular right now? This is literally Marvel's thought process here. And this girl must direct girl movies and black must direct black movies line of thinking that's starting to merge. It's mildly offensive at worst and borderline regressive at best. How much does she even know / care about the character or comics? I get the positive attention, but blah, blah, blah. It's kind of cynical. I guess Black Panther Spike Lee joint with two in the nose. Maybe Tyler Perry Black Panther might girl rose. And yeah, I just stopped reading right there. Because
they
continue going on.
Oh, boy. I don't understand the hate. I guess trying to figure this out from a reasonable perspective, like, okay, like someone like my dad, he's going to see Black Panther on the screen. He's going to be like, he'll ask me, well, who's that guy? All right, you got to explain it. And that's literally it. Like, so... Are we just, like, picking, like, all of the people that are on here, it doesn't really, like, this isn't a consensus opinion, obviously, because, you know, you do have some people, you know. Uh-oh.
I'm right here. Radio show. Yes. It's in the oven.
I was trying to laugh over you getting browbeaten, so no one could hear you just getting manhandled on the other end.
Look,
there.
As long as you know food in the oven, then I'm safe. So.
No, that's when you go, isn't that your job? And then go back to doing the podcast. You know.
Yeah, podcast will be over if I said that. So.
yeah, forever. That kind of broke what I was going to say, but whatever. But it's like, these comments just seem to be a... It's always an initial reaction because of somebody that can just say it really fast. Like, I've never had this kind of conversation before. Like, talking to people, you know, outside of you, like, other people I talk to about movies and stuff, this has never come up where I'm like, yeah, they're looking at getting this black chick with... Now, aren't those dreads? That's not cornrows, is it?
Yes, I don't have hair. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, those are dreads.
Alright. I was like, but it's never a conversation that comes up. And, like, I mean, so reading this stuff just goes, people really, like, that's the first thing someone thought of, instead of going, that's an interesting person to have direct a movie, or, well, I don't know if she's going to fit in with a studio system like that, because she's been an independent, she's actually, when I was looking up Wikipedia, she actually ran her own entertainment company. And, entertainment's a public relations company. So she's used to being in charge. So now she's going to have to go under the thumb of Marvel and Disney on top of that.
Yeah, that's like, definitely, different, and they already had issues with what's her face?
Edgar Wright.
It's funny that not even just Edgar Wright.
Oh, the
original director of Thor. Yeah, because they were saying he was. Isn't that the one they end up getting for Captain Marvel?
No, Patty Jenkins is doing Wonder Woman now, I believe.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Yeah, I was trying to get him. Okay, yeah, because she was originally going to do it, and she was like, creative differences, which means I'm always trying to tell me what to do, and I don't want to do it that way, so I hit the book. And same thing with Edgar Wright, and same thing with Jon Favreau and Iron Man 2. Yeah, so...
Yeah, and even Josh Whedon's kind of coming out and being like, "Our Avengers was too much." It's like, geez, but again, these are big money movies, so you've got to be able to control. I don't like interference from studios, mind you, but at the same time, with especially something like the Avengers, and Iron Man 2 is such a catalyst for everything else. I guess the studio, Marvel, whoever, feels the need they have to interfere because they have a plan where you just have one movie. I'm not saying it's right, but I can understand the perspective of it.
Exactly, especially considering what happens when you give someone new too much freedom, like basically what happened with Josh Trank in Fantastic Four. It's kind of like, it's a cautionary tale what happens when you put too much on somebody's plate without buffers.
Yeah.
And Marvel's not going to mess around with their money like that. And they should.
Yeah, well, especially on, and I don't... And like I think my first thing I wrote to you was, I don't know much about Black Panther. Or no, I don't know who this woman is. I haven't seen Selma, so I don't care or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But even the conversation we just had, the little snippet, that's the kind of conversation you can have with this sort of stuff. But the immediate jump to is divided among. Gender and race lines, I guess.
Yes, basically. It's either issues that she's a woman, issues that she's black, or issues that she's a black woman.
Yeah.
More or less.
And then, but then you see, what's funny though is in these comments, there are people who are actually like having the same conversation we were having. And then I guess the real kicker of it is the Russo brothers used to direct episodes of Community. I saw that in here. And then You, Me, and Dupree, which that was an Owen Wilson movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then they did Winter Soldier, and now they're going to do Civil War and the next Avengers movie, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
So, going back to a reasonable conversation, it can work with her. I mean, you know.
Like, someone made a comment, basically, and they got laughed off, but it's a trite comment, but it's accurate. It's like, at this point, are you really going to question, until they get a reason to, are you really going to question who Marvel picks as director at this point? It's kind of like, until they get a reason to, like, they seem to have an idea, like, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, good call.
Because who would have guessed Kenneth Branagh would do Thor? You know, and it was, like, perfect, even though, you know, it's, in hindsight, it makes perfect sense, because it's based, like, you know, gussied up space theater. But at the time, people were saying, like, what kind of nonsense is this? You're getting the guy that did Hamlet to do Thor? Like, that makes no sense. Like, you know, Jon Favreau doing Iron Man.
Yeah.
When did he do an action movie? Yeah.
Well, I guess, was it Zathura was Jon Favreau's movie? And I guess that's how he was able to convince him that he can do Iron Man? I probably have some sort of history wrong there.
Yeah. Because I know it wasn't Swingers, so.
No, yeah. Well, didn't he do Zathura so he could do Elf? I think that was what it was. It was one of the two.
The man that did Elf did Iron Man.
Exactly.
So just think about that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then now we've got, you know, Kenneth Branagh, and he bowed out for Thor 2. Because I get the feeling he didn't want to be bothered. And then, you know, Favreau bows out of Iron Man 2, citing pretty much studio interference. Now you've got someone... And it's fair to say she's relatively new to filmmaking. I mean, only having 2012 to 2015, you know, I'm sorry, 2014 is when Selma came out. I mean, I know it's May, but still. The one thing I was reading, and this is off of Wikipedia, so let's see how, you know, accurate it is. Apparently, she changed some of the narrative about Lyndon Johnson supporting Martin Luther King. Now, I don't care if that's true or not, okay?
I remember this story. Basically, that's one of the reasons why somebody got nominated, because she changed the narrative to make him seem nicer than what he really was, which is the funny thing about it. People made it out like, you know, she had a thing against Lyndon Johnson. I'm like, no, she did Lyndon Johnson a favor, but that doesn't fit the storyline.
Oh, so, all right. No, see, all right. Not having seen the movie, going off what Wikipedia is saying, the exact opposite of what you said. Wikipedia is saying that she made Lyndon Johnson out to be an adversary, like an adversarial sort of approach, when in reality he was actually helping. Whatever.
Yeah,
it's Wikipedia. Yeah,
that's that. Uh-huh.
But
that's probably my one. Lyndon Johnson Jr.
But the thing is, she was getting more, again, this is all Wikipedia, okay? But she was getting upset with everybody constantly berating her about it. And what is it? Filming blah, blah, blah. Where is it? She basically, her comments back, she pointed out that the film is not a documentary. I'm not a historian. I'm a storyteller. Okay. All of this is based off of that one line. You better damn well be a historian for these comics movies. Because you're going to get killed. And if you can't handle, like, legitimate, and I, you know, take that with a grain of salt.
In quotation marks.
Legitimate press people or historians or that, she's not prepared for comic book people.
Well, guess what? Maybe she had the perfect idea, because maybe the whole thing is like, you know what? I'm doing it my way. Get with it or fuck off. And if it works, then people say, oh, she was perfect for it. Like Christopher Nolan. Like, I'm not having Robin. I'm not having somebody run around with, you know, pink tights. I'm doing it my way. And get with the program. And everyone was saying, ah, da, 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 da. And then it worked. And now people sacrifice their cats and nachos at the, you know, throne of Christopher Nolan.
I don't think I've ever heard sacrificing your nachos.
Yes,
what the hell does that even mean?
Oh, I was just saying anything Mountain Dew nachos and any nerd thing. Like, Christopher Nolan is basically that guy. And it's funny because he got second guessed to death when
on
he came out. It's like anything that's new.
Yeah.
You know, and then, oh, it can't be done any other way, so the next person does it well. And then it's, you know, wash, rinse, repeat.
And, like, but, like, going with that, like, her being a historian, whatever, I would hope, and I don't mean, like, protect her because she's a woman, but I mean protect her because if that's, like, the pervasive attitude, like, I'm going to tell my story, Marvel's got that structured, like, no, this is how it's going to be set up. Because, like, you're not seeing these directors writing these movies. Like, that was the difference with the Nolan movies. He wrote them, too. And then, like, DC, Martin, Warner Brothers basically backed off. I mean, they made him do some stuff, but, you know, I'm sure his movies were approved, but they were also his voice.
Yeah.
Where I don't think a Marvel movie can be in the voice of the director, because they have no say-so in the script.
I think they can do it to a certain extent, as long as it doesn't deviate too much from the overall story. Like, Winter Soldier is not like any of the other Marvel movies in a lot of ways, but it's still a Marvel movie. So, you know, I think the problem comes in, and we always bounce back like, hey, man, I think it's kind of like, if you deviate too much and it's something new, then you don't have the stroke to get, you don't have the stroke to do so, then, yeah, it ain't gonna fly. But I wonder how much it's really gonna make a difference, you know. Like, they picked it for, like, you know, assuming they picked it for this, they picked it for a reason. So someone has to have an idea, like, you know, this is the type of person she is. I might have to say, oh, I saw Selma, Selma was nice, she's a name, let's just get that. You don't do that with, you know, Marvel's a $1 billion business, kind of not like just the flavor of the month thing, let me get that.
Yeah.
We're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about Vince McMahon and Eric Bischoff.
Oh boy. Sorry. I was just scrolling through the comments again. So it's okay when a black male takes the role of Nick Fury, but it's not okay if a white male takes the role of Black Panther.
Oh, God. How many times am I hear that?
You know what?
Comment?
Ruthless toucher, I agree with you.
You know, I've had this conversation with somebody, because it's kind of like, it's come up so many times. Why can't Channing Tatum be Black Panther? Yes. Let's have a movie based in Africa called Black Panther, starring a white guy in 2015. I'm like, this isn't 19, like, come on, Al Jolson's dead. This is not 1935.
Okay, so here's one of the defenses of that in the comments, and right away you're going to see what's wrong. Black Panther is African. He's an African king. He must be black or the role won't work. Oh my god. It's like, did people not understand Africa's not a country? It's a continent, and you know, you can have...
No, to answer your question, no.
You know what, yeah, that's true. All right,
didn't somebody come up, like Raven Simone said some nonsense, like, you know, I'm a representative of every... It was something stupid basically related to Africa, like, you know, Africa's just one big country. No, Australia is a country and a continent. Africa is a continent that has about 25 to 30 countries, and they all not called Africa. Or South Africa or Northwest Africa. So, yeah, the only African countries people know is Wakanda and Somalia.
One doesn't even exist. And, well,
exactly.
No, you gotta remember, isn't South Africa a country?
Yes.
Okay. I was seriously hoping you were going to say yes. Because I said that, I was like, that just sounds like a regional thing. I'm like, oh,
yes, it's a country. Like, if you told somebody Egypt was in Africa, they'd be saying it's some liberal nonsense and tell you how wrong you were. So, yes, people are dumb when it comes to Africa. People are dumb when it comes to anything diversity, because they feel like they get beat over the head. Like, oh, we got to have a black director for a black movie. That's so trite. I'm like, what you want? Have we had enough movies with a white guy named Chris with a white director saving the day? Like, we can't have one. And even if it's PC, which is not so what, if the movie works, you won't care. You'll enjoy it. So
no one's going to care, period. That, I mean, all these people that are complaining aren't going to care.
And you know who's going to care? People like me. Because it's like, it's about time we got a chance, and we did it. And the guy that's making those comments, he's not going to care. The guy that's posting on IGN doesn't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
And all that. He's going to get his point across. Yeah. And if it works, he won't care.
Well, see, alright. And not getting on your case, but what you said was like, we finally got a chance, and that and that. And I'm not in your situation, obviously, but it almost be, not. It wouldn't even be like, yeah, we had a chance, we delivered, you know, whatever. It'd be more like, yeah, see, like I'm not, like, no surprise whatsoever. Like almost to have like no pride, no shame about it, nothing. It'd be like, yeah, no shit. Can we just carry on with something else? You know what I mean?
Yeah. We talked about the same thing with like the Fast and Furious series. Like, they do diversity. They don't even talk about it. It works, and me and you, like, you know, it's not a big deal. Everybody else like, oh, it's amazing. 80% of people saw it were not white. I'm like, yes, there are people that see movies that aren't white.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And it's not like this is Sweden. This is the United States. It's not 99% white in, you know, Pennsylvania, Washington. It's a diverse country. But whenever it's anything that's out of the ordinary, whether it's TVs or movies, people are like, oh, is this going to be a trend? I can't believe this happened. Same thing like female comedies when those movies making out, like The Heat made all that money. I can't believe women went to see movies. Like, what do you think, they were home sewing? Yes, women like watching themselves in movies.
Yeah, it was called the good old days. And they had to go and ruin it by making movies that women want to see. Who the fuck's cleaning up around the house? Work all day, sitting there watching their stories.
Yeah, now they have to go get a job because guys are busy.
Yeah,
all comic movies and living at home.
Yeah,
they have their degree in art from NYU.
Yeah, they're taking male white jobs. God damn it! You know what? I'm turning on this one. I think that's a crying shame.
You know what? I always say, if they're losing, who's winning? Because we're not winning. So I want to know who's winning that thing. Okay, like, who's taking their job?
I meant to bring this up earlier, too, but this is actually a much better place for it. People are arguing over a successful person getting an even more successful job. Like, she's not taking a job away. All right, and you know what terms I'm talking about. She's not taking a job away from some poor slub who just needs a break. Like, it just that's way too big of a name. But like Gareth Evans, okay? He could have directed this movie. All right, just could have directed this movie, but they chose her instead. And you know what? No one. Okay, so he just goes and makes Godzilla 2 instead. You know, it's not as if we had the opportunity to go direct this movie. She took it from us. Then I'd be like, wait a minute, that's bullshit. Well, now that you think about it, well, not really, because she's got the experience. She probably has the talent for it. There's nobody on that plateau. You push one person off, and it's just pushing them to the next plateau over.
And to go to that point, you gotta look at this. But it's not like it's just a whole bunch of names you can just pick and choose. Oh, look at her; she's taking a job. Like, usually it's the other way around. Like, you have to be on the top of your game to even get noticed. This whole pulling a race car, if being a minority was this thing that you get a benefit, trust me, more white people would do it. So it's cool. I say it all the time. In America, it's cool being a white man. I know it's 2015 and you can't be Archie Bunker anymore. It's still some benefits.
Some of us are still holding on to that dream. So.
Yeah. you'll be okay tomorrow when Thor 3 comes out. I'm sure they'll get some guy, and they'll get, probably his name might be Chris. But until
that's such a dickhead thing to say, but it still cracks me up.
Marvel brought it on themselves, so good for, like I said, I had no problem. But when I first noticed that, I just laughed because it's so true. But like you said before, she's not taking a spot from somebody that's, I guess they're not going to work again. Like, if you didn't get the Black Panther, it's like, no, it don't work that way.
And to be honest, the risk involved with, all right, Marvel's been very successful, even though they're trying to say that Avengers was a disappointment, which I find that really, really selfish and arrogant. Like, and it's not Walt Disney or Marvel saying it wasn't successful, but I'm starting to see, like, Variety had something. Entertainment Weekly was talking about how it lost $70 million off of its pace from the week before. Well, when a movie comes out in 19 of the 20 theaters, and then the next week they go back to regular showings, what do you expect?
Yeah, it's kind of like, part of it is, one, they're comparing it to the first Avengers, and it's like, oh, well, the first Avengers made 202, and this one only made 187. I guess it's a failure. Seriously? Yeah. Like, so you're not the number one movie open of all time, you're number two, that's a failure. It's not like it came out and made $85 million.
Yeah.
And then another part in this, I've been hearing a lot with Marvel, with comic books in general, Marvel people, like, they're waiting for Marvel to fail. And if there's anything that's not matching that, they just want to jump onto it, because it's kind of like, how dare they keep having success doing the thing they want to do? Why can't they fail so we can go back to having, making Die Hard different weapon type movies?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, see, that's exactly where I was going, was the failure aspect of this. Because they've got Civil War coming. Well, I'm sorry, they have Ant-Man coming up first, and I've gotten this feeling reading stuff about it and reading people's comments. People are actually expecting it to fail. Now, mind you, it's a hard sell, but it's got that Marvel imprint, and all they got to do is throw a cameo by somebody in it, and they're like, "Oh, this movie was great," and then you go on, and then you get Civil War next year, which will be big money, and then you've got the Avengers after that. When I know I'm leaving some out, but I agree with you on the people wanting Marvel to fail now. I think that, I mean, we made the joke at the end of Avengers, like, what's this busted ass team that he was left with? But I think with this, if this even works out, with Ava DuVernay being the director of Captain Marvel, which is a hard sell because no one knows who she is, no cameos so far, or Black Panther, same thing, no cameos, not too many people know about him, that she's put, if she accepts, she's putting herself in a career damaging position.
Yeah.
If it doesn't
do you
work
not
out.
Wanna be, yeah, you don't want to be a person that first either stop the Marvel streak or, oh, the woman that ruined Black Panther. You not want to, like, because I don't know who directed Green Lantern. I wonder what he's doing. I wonder what he's doing these days. Like, you know, even like a movie like Catwoman. Like, that guy, he used to be a photographer that worked with, I think, with the Wachowskis or somebody. And then he did a movie, and he hasn't worked since. Like, I remember his name. I don't remember who directed Green Lantern, but...
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Don't be
Martin Campbell still makes movies, so he...
Okay, well, he had enough. He did one of James... Did he do one of James Bond movies?
Yes. And
okay,
and
then...
He also... he was complaining about DC interference in the cut of the movie, which I totally agree with, because that thing made no fucking sense. So... I am looking up the Catwoman movie, because there's actually a funny comment, I'll let it go after this one, but I thought it needed to be said. Where'd it go? Someone was talking about, in the vein of changing character and all that, or race and characters, someone named Female Pheromones, Catwoman wasn't black in the comics neither. Is she a part of Marvel along with Deadshot? Wait, what? Well, anyways, have you heard of Eartha Kitt?
No. The answer to that question is if she's asking if she has a Catwoman part of Marvel, then no, she probably never heard of Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, it's just like, oh boy, man. I mean, you can say stupid shit, but have something. Oh my god.
Yeah, forgets me. Yeah.
The director of Catwoman was somebody named Pitoff.
Oh, I remember the name.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, he made Delicatessen in Alien Resurrection?
That's who he worked with. He was the photographer. Or he worked with the director from Alien Resurrection.
Okay, he was David Fincher.
Pushed. Yeah.
That was part three, never mind.
Yeah, and story about Joss Whedon. So, that tells you that right now. Even Joss Whedon, the geek god of cooldom, came from humble beginnings himself because he wrote Alien Resurrection, and that movie was straight garbage.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at his director's notes. Something called Vidoc in 2001, Catwoman 2004, Fire and Ice, a TV movie, 2008, and then Make a Note on Every Sound, 2015, and it was a video short. It wasn't even a feature length, but he's basically, that guy was like, fuck this, I'm going back to visual effects.
He went from a movie to a TV movie to basically a damn commercial.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, he from 2008 to 2012, he didn't do anything. Maybe he did some other stuff, but like second unit directing or something, but
he probably was watching Catwoman on loop when it went wrong in his life.
So I'm glad we found that, because that's actually what this Ava DuVernay woman runs the risk of.
Yeah, and especially like you're a black woman in Hollywood, and if you got a reputation as being difficult to deal with, and you mess up a Marvel movie, it's kind of like, you know, she might be doing like BT videos.
Yeah.
Not to say, you know, to be perfectly honest, like you don't get a lot of second chances, because. Hey,
not with that much money involved.
Look a female movie. Like, you know, you've had plenty of bad male comic book movies. You had Catwoman, and also, we can't make another one for 10, 15 years. We get to the point where Scarlett Johansson can't even get a damn dollar.
Yeah.
Movie.
Well, real quick, before we get to that, and I definitely wanted to talk about that.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to Catherine Bigelow? She wins for Hurt Locker. She comes out with Zero Dark Thirty. And then nothing. Are you telling me that she's not chomping at the bit to get some easy money on one of these? And I don't mean for Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman or whatever else. I'm talking any of them.
You know the reason why we both talk all the time. It's a old male thing, and it don't, like, if she can't get her foot in the door, and, like, you know, like Michelle McLaren got her foot in the door, and then they dropped the door on her foot, basically, and she's, you know, she's known for Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, and she definitely can do action. She can't get her foot in the, like, she can't do a cast, and Bigelow can't do it. You know, you got one of the biggest movie stars walking Scarlett Johansson. She can't get, oh, well, we can't do Black Widow because kids don't like watching women. What?
Yeah, okay. So let's get into this garbage. I know we talked about this last time, and I said that there was a Black Widow figure. My bad. There's not. I thought for sure there was a Black Widow figure in this latest line of Avengers figures. I'm looking it up again just to make sure. But yeah, there's no action figure that I get. Yeah, I'm an idiot. These are just promo art. So first, my bad. And then second, there's no Black Widow figure in the Age of Avengers or Age of Ultron.
Yeah. Line.
They even substituted Captain America for like one of the better scenes she was in for packaging and, you know, dispersal, whatever. I know people are decrying sexism, and we can easily go there if you want, but I'm just thinking from the collector route, how the hell am I supposed to have a complete team of figures that I see represented on screen when you refuse to make one?
Well, Mr. Mays, don't you know it's not for you, it's for the kids that one day might buy Marvel comic stuff. And even though we draw women with 36 triple D's and skin tight skinwear to fight crime, they don't like women, so we don't sell women. Give me a goddamn break. Like, come on now. I used to get comics. I don't get them anymore. I know how comic book women characters are drawn. I know the reason why they're drawn the way they are. Everyone knows. Because men are sexist pig and like looking at women that look like that. And you have somebody, let's not even talk about the character. You have somebody that looks like Scarlett Johansson. And you're trying to tell me you can't sell that to a guy, the average type of person that's going to buy somebody like that. Come on, sell that to somebody else.
And if you want, like, if you really want to get away with selling it, make it not, I mean, make it a doll so that the pervert guy that wants it can take its clothes off.
It's funny you say that.
I know that's it's a goofy thing to say, but
it's perfect. You want to know why? I was on Kotaku website, and it was this big thing about the new Metal Gear Solid movie coming out, because they had this female sniper walking around with no clothes, and they had her doll, and it's like, you know, she, and he basically came out, we made the character this way to sell more figures. And they had the dial out, and everything was hard plastic except for one part that had movement, and it was not the arm. You can guess the area what it was.
Oh, my God.
And he really? Did it with a yes, and he did it with a straight face because he knows that's what the type of person that's going to buy that, that's what they want. And he's going to give them what they want. So I know it's a Disney thing and blah, blah, you know, the whole you can't put princess and movie anymore because God don't like things like that. But keep in mind, Frozen made $1 zillion, and it would star two girls, and it had nothing to do with a damn guy. And trust me, it wasn't just a bunch of kids and women that went to see that movie. Plenty of guys went to see that. People watched G.I. Joe. They didn't say, oh, I'm not going to play with the Scarlet character because she got cooties.
Scarlet was an essential character. So was Lady J. Now, when they put Cover Girl out, I was like, fuck her. Who cares about her? But
And guys love the damn Baroness. So,
oh my God.
Trust me. Yeah. Exactly. So please don't sell this thing. Like, no, we can't have it. No. And then, because when you do stuff like that, you can't get mad when you get called out. You can't have it both, you know, on one hand, oh, Marvel is trying to be politically correct because they're going to get a black woman direct a black movie. And I'm like, we are talking about Marvel, right? Like,
So yeah, if they're being PC, it's kind of the first damn time they're being PC. Like there was complaint with Guardians of the Galaxy, like they don't have, like you don't have Gamora there. You got a tree, but you don't got a green woman because oh, she's a woman. And that goes the whole thing with roundabout way with Ant-Man succeeds or not. I have no idea because when I first heard about it, I wasn't really interested in seeing it. I saw the last trailer, like it'll be a good movie, but. Who thought Guardians of the Galaxy would be as big as it was? Because no one heard about
No.
that. You had, and okay, you had the guy from Parks and Rec. You had Zoe, oh, the girl from Avatar that was dressed up in blue, and then Batista. Yeah,
Yeah.
and Batista. And then you had Bradley Cooper playing a damn raccoon that didn't even sound like Bradley Cooper, and Vin Diesel sounding like, and Vin Diesel playing a tree that says three
Yeah,
words.
I remember us talking about you hire Bradley Cooper and he disguises his voice. And I remember us joking, like, well, it's a good idea in case that movie sucks. So, but I to back up real quick, as soon as you mentioned the Baroness, I pulled up the figure because I remember that being one of the greatest action figures I've ever seen. And I'm going through the like on Google Images of it. Her first design, I didn't see like what year it was. It's the best one they've ever made, regardless of how more articulated they got. Articulated, not articulate.
Is that the black with the black with the cobra and the red?
Yes, straight black outfit armor.
Oh yeah.
It's the greatest. It's the greatest figure for probably for a female figure, because first there's no sexuality behind it, because she was just straight up. But then I went over one, two. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine figures over. Someone made
Hello, I know.
a.
Yes, I'm saying bye. I love you. Bye, dear. Okay.
Was hoping she would. All right, so the point I'm trying to cover by laughing. So, the point I was getting to is, I saw this half undressed Baroness figure, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this?" Somebody actually made it's called G.I. Joe Battle Damaged Baroness Custom Action Figure,
Because of course it is.
and of course, her shirt is ripped wide open. Her bra's busted, so like she's showing massive cleavage. Only one side of her armor's blown off, so you can see the thong she's wearing. I don't get it. Why do you have to do this to the characters?
You know why.
But just. With the internet now, I mean, you don't need this stuff. You can see whatever you want. There's probably, and I'll look it up. Fuck it. I'm positive there's a G.I. Joe porn parody. I know there's gonna be.
No doubt.
So if we hear something weird in the background, oh yeah, when G.I. Joe and Daisy Duke meet. Wait, what?
Oh man, yeah, I just found the character. I'm like,
Oh,
yeah,
fuck it. I gotta see what this is. Hang on.
You gotta go into battle dressed like that. Yeah, but you want to be taken seriously.
Oh, this chick doesn't look anything like Daisy Duke. What is this? Alright, so let's see what else we got. Alright, she's standing around, touching herself. That's pretty cute. Alright. And if I go quiet, just continue the show without me. So, come on, where the hell's G.I. Joe already? Oh, it's some. Oh, fuck this. It's just some guy dressed in camouflage. All right, well, let me see where she takes it. Hang on.
He's like going just like Flint.
No, just some generic guy. Oh, well, good for her. All right. This may be the not safe for work edition. Oh, wow. All right. Yo, Joe. boy, I should have read that one. Good for him. And if he's like a, He's like one of our boys in green or blue, whatever. You better hope. Were you shit? Well, let's just put it this way. He was quick on the withdrawal. He was late on the withdrawal. So, little soldiers on the battlefield. God damn.
Hey, you know, G.I. Joe, they really hit their targets. Oh,
yeah. Well, he nailed that target. There was no missing that one. So,
you know, it's a parody, not the real thing.
Yeah, yes. What a weird. Weird, weird business that whole industry is. But,
what a segue.
So, Black Widow. you know there's an Avengers porn parody, so I don't even need to bother looking that one up. But, I don't get it. It's I did see one headline, someone saying, now Marvel's just trolling us by putting Black Widow in the Quinjet scene for the toys instead of putting Captain Marvel in for Black Widow. It's like...
They gotta know.
They have to know by now. I mean...
And they probably don't give a shit.
Or they're like, Marvel's like, it's out of our hands. Disney handles all this stuff. You know, Marvel is a subsidiary of Disney now.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, going to your point about Frozen, that's all that stuff is. That's all female related. I tried watching the beginning of that movie, and I just wasn't... I don't know. I don't know if I've just outgrown that stuff or whatever. But, of course, the little snowman guy wasn't around, so I didn't get the yuck. I don't get it. Like, it just seems like money on the table. It just a load of money on the... just a load. Such a childish thing to start laughing at. It's just a load of money on the table. Because they can do an entire... Unless... Okay, I just thought of this. Maybe they're saving all of this stuff for Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And well, not saying that they're going to confuse the marketplace, but that they want Captain Marvel to be... like they're Wonder Woman, basically. You know, merchandise, T-shirts. I mean, she's got like a pretty distinct design in her uniform now. Where black.
I mean, I guess, but on the other, and I've heard that comic. Well, it's like it's Black Widow. She's been in about what 3 or 4 movies. She's known. They get that question all the time. When you gonna have a Black Widow movie? And it's played by. I know I keep saying it. It's Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You trying to tell me you can't market? Like, we're not talking about some no-name, bimbo, blonde that, you know, you just gussied up. And we're not even talking about the girl that's playing in Wonder Woman. Like, oh, she's just the tall, skinny one that's not Michelle Rodriguez from Fast and Furious. Like, people know who Scarlett Johansson is. She's known. People go see a movie. I went to see Lucy just because she was in it. That movie makes no sense whatsoever. And it made close... And yeah, that's why I never did a review for Stunt Granny, because I don't know what I saw. I don't know what, like, Luc Besson, the right up, like, he took some good cocaine that Van Damme used to probably take in the early 90s and just threw it together. I have no idea what that movie was. I know what it was trying to say. I have no idea what that movie was about. It's probably like 90 minutes, and it made close to $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You can't tell me you can't make a Black Widow movie that's not going to be successful. Yeah. Do not tell me that.
I'm not even asking for a Black Widow movie. Just represent her in the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it
can't get a dollar. Can't get a dollar. Yeah.
Well, see, and that's what I'm wondering, because I know when in college, some of my friends were, I don't know if you remember, Topps Comics.
Mm-hmm.
Topps decided to come with their own comics. So they were making X-Files comics. And some of the guys were drawing it or inking it and that. And they said they had to be very careful to where the images don't look exactly like David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson or anybody else. Because if they do, there was like contractual rights to where they would get a piece of the money from that. So I'm wondering if that's part of it. And I don't know. I'm just saying, I just wonder if that's part of it to where if they use her likeness on the toys and that, if she's got some sort of contractual clause to where she gets paid a shitload of money.
Yeah, well, you know?
And
maybe, but then look at, like, they took Nick Fury and turned him to Samuel Jackson.
mm-hmm. before they cast Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury. Like,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, I didn't understand how that worked.
Yeah, it was not the chicken, or it wasn't like, you know, he was an Iron Man and then they changed him. Like, no. The Ultimate Nick Fury came first, and it was like, oh yeah, we did all Samuel Jackson because he's Samuel effing Jackson, L. Jackson. We think it's cool. Well, that's, and it just happened to work. So,
well, that's what's funny, because that was a Mark Millar comic, the guy that also wrote Wanted and Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever read Wanted, the comic?
I heard. Okay. I read the background about it. I never read the comic. I know it's different than how.
Oh yes,
yeah.
But
yeah,
the Wanted comic, the main character is Eminem. It is a dead ringer for Eminem. So it was pretty much a staple of, I don't know if it was a storytelling thing, like make this guy look like Eminem and make this guy look like Samuel Jackson, or if it was just, all right, let's find someone like whoever's like big or really cool right now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so but it was still kind of weird when I picked up like an Ultimate Avengers or whatever, and all of a sudden I'm like, what the hell is Samuel Jackson doing in this thing with an eye patch on? It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, quick aside, did you know...
We've had plenty of those. No, go for it.
Yeah, because you brought about Eminem. You remember Elysium? Matt Damon's character, if there was... He wanted to have Eminem do that role, if Matt Damon turned it down. No, actually, matter of fact, he asked Eminem first, and Eminem said he would do it, but only if the story is based in Detroit. And then he said no. And then he got Matt Damon instead. Think about that for a second.
Wait, what movie was this?
Elysium.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. I remember reading that. I was on one website talking about, you know, six insane movie cast choices that almost happened. And that was, like, in the top six.
I'm still stuck on that.
It's funny how, like I say, it's funny when you go down that rabbit hole how movies could have been, like if this guy did this or if that guy did that. So, yeah, and that's one of those.
Yeah, and at least he said no, like because of that, because so you don't get like the Michael J. Fox, Eric Stoltz thing with Back to the Future, with his actual footage, and then they just fired him. I mean, that has to suck. But
yeah, no, whenever I think of that, I just feel bad for Sean Connery because he turned down The Matrix and Lord of the Rings.
Well, wasn't he retired by then?
No, this is the story behind it. He turned down The Matrix role that Morpheus was going to be in because he didn't understand it. He turned down Lord of the Rings. They was going to offer him like, what was it, 5% or 10% of the gross of the series, of the movies, to be Gandalf. So basically he would have been a damn billionaire. He turned it down because I didn't understand this stuff. He saw how it turned out and got pissed, so he did League Extraordinary Gentlemen. Like, you know, I'm going to cash in because I already messed up twice. And then that bombed, so he said the hell with it, and then he retired.
Wow. No, I didn't know that.
I'm surprised he didn't blow his brains out. Can you imagine?
Well, you know what? It's not like he had a bad career, though. You know?
I know. You at that point, it's kind of like, you know, you about to wrap it up. And, like, seriously, like, if he had took that role the way the contract was up, he'd be a billionaire right now.
Yeah, but he's also, like, 80-something years old. So what the hell does $1 billion get you at 80 years old? I mean,
I don't know. Ask Donald Sterling.
Well, all right. It's funny you said that because I was going to say Sean Connery got out of it before all of his wife-beating drunken escapades and all that became like tabloid fodder, like it would now.
Oh no, it was normal. It was just accepted.
That's what I'm getting at. Just like Donald Sterling, everyone knew he was a piece of shit, but no one cared. And
that's a man's man. Sometimes, yeah, when a woman acts up, somebody gotta smack her around a little bit to shut her in place. With a straight face, probably with a smirk.
Yeah, just with no... I mean, I'm sure it may... not to speak for him, but that's what we're doing anyways. But I'm sure there was some remorse, like, oh, man.
Or, yeah, I had to...
It's just like, I'm Sean Connery. Fuck you. mean, James Bond, he's the only reason that it exists is because of me.
Yeah, he showed remorse. He probably had to put down his drink to hit her.
or shift to his left hand. And then toss her a towel. Clean that up. Look what you made me do.
You're cutting out my drinking time. How dare you?
But yeah, it's... I'm sure, like, you know, having $1 billion, I mean, I don't know if he has children or not, but yeah, that would be a pretty badass thing to hang your hat on. But then it would... Knowing, like, tax rates, especially over in England, if he's even living there, just knowing the rates in that, he wouldn't even see a fraction of that, though. Because there's that famous story where, like, the reason George Harrison hated living in England and just hated paying taxes there was the one year that he actually owed money to the government. He owed more money than he made in a year. I mean, think about that. He was a beetle. Yeah. He was a beetle. And he owed money.
Ever do, wasn't that? Yeah. That's why he left and went to Russia. He's like, I'm tired of paying 50, 60% tax. And I forgot he was like worth 9 figures. And I was like, how?
Yeah.
So, I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to spend 65% tax rate either. Yep. So,
deuces.
Yeah.
I mean, I made $50 million, and you're saying I owe you $51 million? You're out of your fucking mind. I'll go to the country of Africa to get away from this. And they'll treat me like a Wakandan king over there. So, all right, man. Well, let's get out of here before I want to finish the G.I. Joe porn, so I got to get out of here. So. That was a piss poor. It wasn't even a parody. It was just some chick in Daisy Duke shorts taking it from some guy with camouflage paint on his face.
Okay, so like I said, I'm sure. Yeah, Larry Hammer would not approve of this because it's not canon.
Yeah, exactly. This is the devil's do G.I. Joe stuff. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, man.
Wow, there's an actual G.I. Joe porn? What? Hang on a second. This is why I should have ended it. What is it?
Yeah, the people what they
want. It's on YouTube. And all right, it's a YouTube thing with the figures, and as soon as it starts, they have the figures of Shipwreck and Chuckles making out. So that's kind of funny. Especially if people don't know who that is. It's pretty funny if you do. So, but yeah, there is no G.I. Joe porn parody.
Yeah. When you put in G.I. Joe porn videos,
weird.
Yeah, definitely stuff they don't talk about on Oprah. So.
Although
maybe it should.
Well, I already know. I can't say what they're talking about, but I do know one. I should be pretty good. They found 1860s relationship advice, or no, 1860s advice columns. So that should be fun. So there's a plug for Oprah. Yes. So, but here's the plugs part. If you like this show, they get better. So this is by far the best one. So listen to this. You can follow us on Stunk Ranny on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, all the social media, stunkranny@gmail.com. You can I'm still having a problem with Stitcher, but iTunes we're on. You can actually listen straight from the site as well. So just check it out because you found this somehow, and there's plenty of other audio options. So I'm going to get out. I'll let Shahid take us out, and we'll get at you next week, guys.
For Jerry Mays, I'm Shahid Abdul-Hadi, and I got nothing this week. We're out.